All right. Well, it's always a tough place to play. Thought that Buffalo, as we expected, plays very hard, very well-coached team, and it's a tight game at the half. We're able to, in third quarter there, take advantage of field position, make a few plays in the running game, and get the lead. But it was a very, very competitive game. Again, always challenging to come up here. But, I think Sean and his coaching staff really have the team playing very hard, and very well. The running game was good for us. Got a lot of plays on the off tackle to outside. Our backs ran well. We had good blocking on a lot of the perimeter plays. Defensively, anytime you hold a team to 3 points, you feel pretty good about that. And a couple big stops in the red area. Gilmore made a few plays. Lee's interception on that first drive was a big play for us. It's one of those games where you just got to grind it out, against a tough football team on the road in the division. And thought that, our guys did that, all 46 of them. And everybody needed everybody to step in there and pull part of the load, and they did. The coaching staff did a good job. So it's a tough place to come up here and play and win, but proud of the way our team handled the week and the way we handled the game, played competitively. As an adjustment, it's the way we went into the game. We, thought we moved the ball, okay in the first half. There weren't a lot of possessions. Moved the ball okay. We just weren't able to get it in the red area and ended up settling for 3 field goals. We were able to, get those touchdowns in the third quarter with the running game and some passes too. So, Rob's a big target, and he's our guy to defend. I appreciate the question, I really do, but we're just focused on just winning this game, and like all the rest of it is all the historical stuff. It really doesn't really matter right now. It's about this season, about this game, and now it's about, getting ready to go down and play Miami on Monday night, so we can reflect back on that some other time. But, right now it's just, our team, recovering off this game, getting back and getting back on the Dolphins and I'll be ready to go down there and, play another tough division game on the road. So just take it one game at a time and deal with all that other stuff some other time. Thank you. Well, first of all, he's worked really hard. Eric, from the first day he got here, came early, stayed late, asked a lot of good questions. He's smart. He picks things up well. I think that his time in Houston was beneficial for him. Again, I think a lot of the techniques that we teach are similar to what Mike and the Texans teach. Obviously, there's some different calls and so forth, but a lot of the fundamentals, I think there's some carryover on that. And probably just in general, the overall way that he played down there, I think he was able to, some of that translated to what we do. And he was able to, from a technique standpoint, pick things up. And then obviously some assignments he had to, were specific to what we do. But again, he's a sharp kid and he works hard. And he's got good skills. He's long, he's got good power, and he can run.
About potential additional discipline for broadcasting based on that penalty
Yeah, I don't really see what happened on the whole play. There was quite a bit of stuff going on that play, so that was something that the officials handled today, and it's not really anything we have any control over.
Bill, the CBS broadcast showed early in the game, Tom and Josh were going at each other pretty loud after the first series. Is that just heat of the moment type thing, or what happens in the
battle? Yeah, probably. You have to ask Josh about it, or I don't know, Tom. Just out there trying to win a football game.
Is it good that for, especially today and I think last week too, you guys have been able to establish the running game? Maybe other aspects of the offense aren't clicking perfectly, but the running game has certainly been able to pick up the slack.
Well, as I've said many times, then we try to go out there and score points when we're on offense and then win games. So we run it. If we throw it, we throw it. If we drop kick it, we drop kick it. Whatever we can do to move the ball and score points, that's good. So it's not about not trying to create a bunch of stats. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to win. And so things that we can do that help us win, then that's what we want to try to do.
Two final questions.
On the Lee interception, that was a big play on your first drive. Did you happen to see anything else that was branches that were running there?
I don't know. We, ended up pulling out on that. It was three-man rush, and, we're in some of the passing lanes underneath around the goal line there, and it was a crossing pattern. So, made a good play on the ball. I'm not sure, but take a look at it tomorrow. But.
Final question.
You mentioned in your opening, the ability to score before and after halftime. Is that just something you enjoy as much as anything?
Yeah, well, I thought we had a good drive there. We got the ball with about, I don't know, it was 3.5 minutes or something like that. And we drove it down. Rex had a long run. We weren't able to get the ball in the end zone. Buffalo stopped us there and held us to a field goal. And then we were able to, at the start of the second half, drive it down. And so that was ended up being a 10-point swing there where it went from 6-3 to 16-3, right? And so, and they never really had the ball. They had a couple plays there at the end of the half, but well-executed drive. Offensively, we had a couple good runs in there. Again, unfortunately for us, we weren't able to get the ball in the end zone, but Buffalo's a good red area team. We had to settle for three, but we were able to do that in the third quarter, and that was a big swing for us. So.
Thanks,
okay.
Coach.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.